The players gave absolutely everything. We've created enough chances there to probably win two games, never mind the one.
In terms of taking them, in the second half, it's the crucial area of the game, isn't it? Before Burnley score, you had two or three really good opportunities.
Very much so. And like you say, the football that we played, especially the second half, we cut Burnley open a couple of times, and it's a case of being ruthless in front of goal. We quite weren't able to do that, but, you know, it's we then get done with a wonder strike, and it's a sickening blow to us.
Can you pick the bones out of that goal? Were there one or two areas you could have cleared it before he scored?
Yeah, certainly, I think so. Like you say, we should have cleared the box a little bit better. And again, that's that ruthlessness. And unfortunately, today it's cost us.
Is today, in a nutshell, why where you are at the moment in the league table? That you've created opportunities in games and haven't been able to take them?
Well, the game's all about winning games. And that, to do that, you've got to score goals and keep clean sheets and do it consistently. And unfortunately, at this moment, you know, today we've created loads of chances, haven't been able to convert them, and then we got, like I say, done with the goal.
Did you expect Tom Lawrence to score when it was played in by Jordan Rhodes? It was a lovely move.
It was
arguably
fabulous
the move of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, easily. You know, it started off with a great pass from Corey Evans, who found Tom in the hole, which we'd worked on quite a bit. And then the interchange between the two was fantastic, and you're just waiting for him to calmly slot it in there. But he's been fabulous since he's joined the club, with his performance and how he is, and he's going to be a very, very good player. We hope he can stay with us for the whole of the season.
How tough was selection today? Adam Henley's been almost an automatic choice all season, back from suspension.
Yeah.
Did Wednesday night's performance from Nathan Delfonso really sort of alter what you might have done in general terms?
Well, not just Nathan's performance, I think the whole team that night, and obviously the performance of Ben Marshall there. We knew what we wanted to do and the attacking option that Marshy gave us, and I think you saw that today. You know, I thought he was terrific, Marshy, especially going forward, but you know, he can defend as well.
When you looked at your options being 1-0 down today, were you limited? You could have brought on Spurrier as a long throw.
Yes,
Henley could have given you some pace, but in terms of someone who can play right up top there.
I agree with you. Fodie's out, and he's been out longer than what we would have hoped for. But like I say, the rules of the embargo have restricted us in that. We thought we had someone the other week, but it got changed at the last minute. So, like you said the other night, we've been frantically on the phones and everybody's ringing around to try and help us, particularly in that area, like you say, because just for something different.
You're all going to feel it this weekend as a staff, as players, and the support as well today. The atmosphere around here today, though, created by all four stands, how good was it?
Oh, our supporters were outstanding, absolutely outstanding. And, you know, there was a great atmosphere to play in and be involved in. And, you know, they've done tremendous for us.
Glad to have a game Thursday?
Yeah, very much
so.
No, of course, you know, we've got to keep the belief, we've got to keep that confidence in how we're playing. And like I say, just probably get that little bit more experience now to go through the game and win the game.
And just finally, do you think there could have been two penalties in the first half?
Listen, I'm going to try and not comment on the referee's performance, because there's not been one booking in a local derby.